Exhibition: Death and Life in Ancient Egypt. The exhibition Death and Life in Ancient Egypt is housed in the former rooms of the Gorkha Palace, later rebuilt for the monastery. Today, it no longer resembles the place from the times when humble nuns lived here, facing many adversities. The Benedictines were constantly struggling with the lack of money and with disasters that befell the city, plagues and floods. When the river overflowed its banks, one could feel as on the Nile, sailing across the old market square. The adventures of the nuns are the old tale. We, however, who like time travels, want to reach yet further. Let's have a look on the Egyptian exhibition. Many objects draw attention here. Look at this headrest, with a rest in the form of two palms. It is nothing more than an Egyptian pillow. Although such headrests were owned only by wealthy people, they were neither soft nor comfortable. Just wooden items to place under the head. Egyptians, however, did not care about their comfort. The headrests were likely used to make it difficult for worms to enter the nose, ears, and the mouth during the sleep. Similar wooden pillows have been found by archaeologists also in the tombs of pharaohs, for Egyptians believed that food, ornaments, and various objects would be useful for them in the afterlife. You can see many of such objects at the exhibition. You will also find here the figurines of Egyptian dignitaries and deities, as well as the figurines of Ushabti, which were put into graves to replace the deceased in work in the afterlife. Be sure to take notice of all the papyruses on the wall.